There we go. All right. Welcome to American Dissonance. This is a continuation of last week. Now, I got to a point there where I figured out that the first portion did not record. And did we do a show now? Let's see. Well, bear with me as I work through here. I think I did. Yes, I did. And so I'm going to redo part one, Gordon Call story. Going to build this as I go. I'm not even sure if I want to put this audio over to the YouTube because of all that it does anymore. I'm going to get me a sound check here. Hey, sound check. But anyways, today, continue that, and I want to talk about a few things. And I had planned on going a lot further with this, but I think it's more important to fill it in proper. So I'm going to build this in the 15 weeks, and as far as it gets, that's how far we go. At this point, I'm at tax revolt, and I didn't. I don't. I'm going to start up again, that is, where I left that off, and is it pointless? I'm going to ask that and say, and thanks, Donna, everyone has a point, even if you don't see it. And the point of the point is the point, after all, I think. It leaves us in a face, in the face of an uncertain future, I think. Now, let me interject this here. I saw here a couple of days ago where Sherry Roberts, she posted where they demoed the Trump Tower, and she says that she's gonna see if that didn't trigger some of the controlled demolition people. And I said, did they use jet fuel or just set some office furniture on fire? So she never responded, but I thought that was pretty funny. But yeah, so there is this great division, right? And there has been people that have said, no, enough is enough, and I'm not going to go any further. And it's led to people dead in prison for the rest of their lives. And many times you might look at this person, let's say Gordon Call, and think, hey, this is a guy who was a dangerous extremist, and he needed to have been rounded up. But when you look back on the story and see what really happened, he was a protester against the tax system. He called it for what it was, that it was basically an extortion of Americans' labor to fund an evil system. And when you look into how this system works of government, and going back on discussion with Grimner and others of what anarchy means. It means no rulers, and I think that's a foundation of the country, of not being ruled over. The purpose of establishing a government was to protect the individual's freedoms. And we'll find that echoed from Gordon Call and what he was proposing, and where he came along and... man, I hope I'm recording. I gotta go look and make sure. Yes. Yeah. So Gordon Call, he's come along and not paid taxes for a long time. Well, who is Gordon Call? He joined the service after the attack on Pearl Harbor, and later he came to determine that perhaps FDR and others might have been in on the know that the attack was gonna happen. So there's another conspiracy theory, right? Anytime you just say conspiracy theorist or extremist or any number of words that want to be slung about from mainstream media, and we know what that really is. It's CLAP. It's a serious disease. CLAP meaning the corpus lame-ass propaganda that is fed to us. Well, there was a man, and it's the saga of Gordon Call. This is an excellent book read by Rudy Davis, and it's he received this book, and it was signed by Joan Call. It's a book by Capstan Turner, that is, and A.J. is spelled the word out, J. Lowry, that is. It's about some 30-odd years ago. A man, Scott, and Yuri are still in prison to this day. We find it was a tax revolt. But guilty, then there is a severe effect there. Gordon Call, he says the Constitution is dead. And I say, like he, it was burned out, killed and covered up. There is no back down in flaunting the law. And we see that in spirit and substance, in an un-American, I'm missing what you just said there. Joan Call, yes, rest in peace. That was the wife of Gordon. Thanks, Donna. And, okay, wait, sorry, I interrupted myself. Flaunting the law, yeah, and in spirit and substance. And we do, in fact, see that it is un-American. And that, in part, of course, is the tax system. And this is what it's become, death and taxes. Ronald Reagan, he says, yeah, death and taxes may be inevitable, but unjust taxes are not. We see that these some people are past, they're pushed past the edge, as Gordon was. We got to stop and think about what this really was. As Gordon Call became more prominent, he became targeted, and as is any individual that rises up against the system. Boy, there's a long list of people in prison right now and dead because they did so. Now, Gordon, what did he? Was he hunted down? Why? Well, it started out he had a misdemeanor warrant. We go back and we look at his life, how he came to where he was. Come from a farming community, and migrated there, German, Russian, in the 1850s, up into around Medina, North Dakota. He was a farmer, and as is how farmers lived a lot of times, they had to migrate and go to work, come back, and have enough money to keep living on the farm. And as Gordon pointed out, it became a scheme. They come in, and we see where a lot of the small farmers today are gone today. Bought up by the corporate farms, mass huge amounts of commercial feed being produced for the human population, as it be. Well, they is paying interest to the banks, and the banks being part of the Federal Reserve System, all a big Ponzi. He exposed that and started out trying to establish township governments. Talking to people, having meetings. Well, he got down around Texas, down around the Permian Basin, which is around, you know, Midland, Odessa, Abilene, and out through that way. And he was getting on TV down there. Well, it ends up they get him for 5 years and not paying taxes. And he, all the while he's saying, show me the law. You know, back when they're foreclosing and auctioning off, just thievery, right? Altered lives, we find stories from the Medina tragedy, and it's the focus of miscontent and a bitter harvest. Call's case and views from both sides. It's a hero to some, and to others, where the law is the law. Well, figure that part out of law and law, because it's not the same as enforced. Let me see here. I did not get them turned. Well, it's all about power. Here we go. Yeah. It's all about power. Gordon Call's story is told by Daryl Graff. We see this squeeze, the auctioning off of farms and homes and homesteads and bank loans and Fed loans and foreclosures and federal government Well, it's not the solution. It is the problem. Somebody get that duck in the chat room there. Quack, quack. Boom. Thanks, Rob. Oh, sorry, sidetracked there. Good thing it wasn't a squirrel. Well, what was Medina, that is, North Dakota? It was an agricultural community and small grains of farms of beef, dairy, hogs. let me see. Let me pass on by here. So who was called again? He refused to pay income tax, and he was slated as mainstream media as a tax protester. He began to get this widespread broadcasting of information, and he was a decorated veteran. Let me see if I can get back off notes and back into my own mind here of what this was that Gordon Call was it doing, and where we are today, and what it is that has come against us. That the federal government comes in and all these agencies. Let's look again at Gordon Call. He had a misdemeanor warrant out, equivalent of a parking ticket, one man says. Now I'll come back and I want to give you this long list, NLB, as I continue to work on the blog post over there included, but a long list of videos that could be looked at on the background of Gordon Call. So they set up a roadblock, much like they did for in many other cases. It's pretty much a kill stop. But as I said before, let me find those notes there. And I was saying, oh, yeah. It reminds me back to Big Jake, a movie, John Wayne. And he's telling old boy there, as he told him first, he says, my fault, your fault, nobody's fault. You're going to be just as dead. And here it is. Who shot first? I said it doesn't really matter. And I was corrected in that. It does matter in the fact that Scott and Yuri are still in prison. But as I say, when you come to a point where you end up in court, you've already lost. Oh, and I've dropped. I wonder. I'll still be recording, I reckon. Let me see if I catch back up. And let me look at stuff. Still recording. And I'm not reconnected. Doopity-doop. Let me pause this. Didn't pause. 1, 2, 3. Nope. Okay. Now I'm unpaused here and got a burp on the internet. Now I'm going to pick up right back up in here. And it's interesting, the good guys and the bad. And I want to back up to the Duke, Big Jake, in the movie Big Jake, that is, with John Wayne. And when he's brought this big old treasure chest full of money, or so they suppose, to pay some ransom, when old boy looks in there, before he says, I see that look in your eye, right? Who shot first? It don't matter, right? Your fault, my fault, nobody's fault. You're going to die. When I say who shot first and it really doesn't matter, well, it does matter in the case for Scott and Yuri, as there being no chance, I guess, for them to ever get out of prison on this. So does it matter? And I'm disconnecting again. Oh, no, he highlighted me. What? Thank you, Java Doctor. Squirrel stew, obviously. Well, what is that the government and Gordon, Burt, dismembered? You know what they did to that man? Federal fanatics. Yeah, well, beyond the smear tactics, the gag order, and the paid propaganda, you know, of course, history being told by those that are writing it and or want to. Well, that's the way history's remembered. What, he had a warrant for failing probation? the law is the law, of course, right? Lean in action and no one bid. Well, doesn't matter. Yeah, you come to a point. Of bring me the body part. So let me go back. Your fault, my fault, nobody's fault, right? What'd they do to this man? Who shot first? Well, there's the question that really needs to be answered of when did this happen? When Gordon Call and the sheriff of St. Lawrence County, Arkansas, both end up shot in the head and in a building burnt. U.S. Marshals are normally, this had been so many years ago, you know, 3 decades. Today we see more where it's the FBI that are involved in these type of things. And nothing's beyond them. I'm just going to tell you from what I've seen and how they operate and create crimes that it's any wonder. Now, what was going on in those days with the U.S. Marshals? Definitely, I can say that there can be no doubt that the sheriff of St. Lawrence County and Gordon Call, some people would dispute that being his body and they wanted to exhume. They say they killed each other. Well, it looks more to me like they killed the deputies were in on it. I'd like to have some more investigation into those folks. But, of course, this many years later, would it ever happen? I don't know. Who shot first? It really does matter, doesn't it? Gordon Call, his body had been tortured before being killed. His bones broken, his finger from his fingertips up and his toes up to his arms and legs. Then chopped off, dismembered, and the sheriff was dead. How did all this happen? I would suspicion that the sheriff tried to put a stop to what these guys were doing. Were the marshals, what were their involvement? They deny anything about dumping the diesel down into the vent pipes of the house and then dropping percussion grenades and hanger grenades. Some say flamethrowers used. They burnt it all up, tried to burn up all the evidence, you know, like they did in Waco. But what they do then, they came along with bulldozers and pushed it all up in a pile, dug it up, and hauled it off to landfill. No recovery of evidence. I'd like to know more. Does it matter who shot first? It really does. How does a criminal mind work, or that of the hunted, or even the hunter? We've got to understand, pursue the mind, the state of mind of people on all sides of this, from Gordon Call and his son and Scott and his wife and others that were involved into a legitimate grievance against government and taxes, and what it was used for, what it's being taken from. I'm gonna take off here with some I might stumble through this as parts of are incomplete, but as I add to a part of the idea that I'm trying to present here in American Dissonance, if you're easily offended by words, please mute your ears for 1 minute at least, then I'll get past this terrible, terrible word. You remember Billy Ray Cyrus in Old Town Road? Well, in that they've got a contrast to those words if it were being said contemporaneously by a white supremacist instead of Chris Rock, the narrator from that movie. I forget the name of it. But anyways, he says, I say, as a paraphrase plagiarist, don't get in the way of a nappy-haired nigger on the run. Okay, well, Chris Rock said a black man, but it's all PC. Golly, I guess I'm bouncing again here. The name wrong. It's Billy Gay Virus. Okay, Grimmer. Yeah, I didn't bounce off. Well, I find it funny. Yeah. Dang, but what am I to say? I'm just saying what's been said, or even worse has been said, and I'm saying it as a paraphrase plagiarist, so you can't get mad at me. Now, I can almost certainly say there's at least maybe three people that will might agree with me when I say, I'll tell you what an anarchist is. Well, break it down and hashtag it. I know shit. I'm going to laugh at myself. Yeah, dang dang hillbilly. Well, basically it's what he would do right. Do anything to do right, especially by a friend. And you have a lot invested in this world, right? So good luck. And I ask that in prayer for you know, the strength to go about doing the right thing and standing for the right thing, and to be able to bring into question injustice. And I think it's very important that we do so, that we be witnesses and stand in the gap. Outlaws, well, we ain't the first of our kind, huh? Outlaws and in-laws. Wretched, yeah, it's wretched sometimes. Bent, wretched, bent, and hell-bound. If I've shocked you, well, seriously, I'm sorry. Turn the page. And all I can say to that is I ate a full plate and let me try again. I've ate a full plate in all the same old places. You pulled out your heart and, well, was it wasted? Man, let me try to be saying that seriously, though, because this is a state of mind. And it does matter who shot first, doesn't it? It's a switchblade, a switchblade knife or a 45. I tell you, there's those that'll tear your life down. Then there's going to lay their life down. But more importantly, they're willing to lay yours down. So either in ink spots or interpretation, it's a bad place to land in their jurisdiction. Now, I got one more book over here that I wrote in as I was roaming about. Here's an interesting side note, and I bet Donna may know about this one. It's McDonald County, Missouri. Back in 1961, there was a movement for secession to make a new state. Of course, we find in there influence of the Ozarks and the Appalachians, and how that can be seen there in tying in with Gordon Call and the mind of people, the farmer, the common folks, this community, the people that are ready to serve. Service, that's a big word right there, and one that has great meaning to me. There's a love of country and the neighbors, and what did I write there? I wrote it sideways. Yeah, tested, no, I don't know what I wrote. Well, it is really a tested and true, I got a phone call. Just a minute. One sec. Okay, interrupted. Where was I? Yeah, there's consequences and repercussions, right? When we look at the intent of the heart, it's easy to, I guess I'm disconnecting back and forth here. Intent of the heart, it's easy to go forward in judgment. Layer upon layer, the lies are stacked. It's stacked into a pretty little cake. But remember, the cake is a lie. Let me pause and reconnect here. Okay. And I return again from the burp internet. And I'm going to back up here and just start again at consequences and repercussions and the intent of the heart. And it's easy to go to judgment. And yes, I did. This was included, but I'd like to say it again. Because layer upon layer, the lies, they're stacked into layer upon layer. Pretty little lies. So I like a cake. But the cake itself is a lie, remember? The cake is a lie, right, Grimner? Well, from observation to the obfuscate. I didn't say it right. And my tongue's tied, so I'll not try again. The play on passion, right? Well, I swear, who don't like cake? Mm-hmm. It's magically delicious, after all. Well, mean it like you, or say it, mean it. Mean it like you see it. It's a roll of the tongue, or, funny here, or roll of the pen. There's a correction and correlation, and that's pretty right on time for my tongue-tiedness back there. Well, let's proceed without rushing in, and don't fool yourself or be full of yourself. There's a rain of pain, or with the fear of the pain of rain. Say it and say it again. To say there's just ain't no fussing, there ain't no cussing, just discussing, right? And I emphasize that, and I almost feel kind of I have to search for the right word to describe that, but I titled this video "Hookers in the Church Parking Lot Having Fun Slipping Around." I haven't looked to see how many people looked at or any comments on it yet, but it was kind of a clickbait type of deal. Just kind of test this idea here when I'm talking about these words, and that we not get ahead of ourselves, and we get some to regain or tune up the tail. That is, as I'm trying to do today by catching up the gain, tune up the tail and the gain, and with being stupid sometimes with the smartphone, which. That thing's sitting over. Lost me again. Well, I'm still recording. I hope it comes back because I'm going to finish this up. Maybe I'll just pause again and see. And yet another poot on the production. But I continue. I'll end up here with this where we see a mutiny on the gangplank. The bounty. Yeah, some say it's a quicker picker-upper, but instead we have armed gangs of government thugs that go out and take extrajudiciary action against people. Well, does the defense rest? You can bet your ass you're going to rest in the ground if they come against you because they are unstoppable and have deep, deep pockets. Yeah, they'll get you and your little dog, too. Deputy dog and the underdogs, what I see here, here to save the day. Can you say defeat, defense, and detail? Now, that's an old joke. Defeated if the dog went over defense before detail. Oh, that's just more probably socially distanced dystopia. I'm reminded of, again, a Big Jake when John Wayne says, your fault, my fault, nobody's fault. You're just as dead. It's a tally of talents and human decency, the basic human decency. It's the purge on the other end of the spectrum. Well, whether you be in the doghouse now, welcome home, and it's the bulldog and the bull charge. It's more of a lament about dying. Sometimes in ideas of living. And this has been this week's second broadcast, a continuation of American Dissonance. And I'll be back next Friday and continue on. And here ends the broadcast. Thanks again from RealLibertyMedia.com.